Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to check in with Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, Ben, the big story this week obviously has been Colin Kaepernick. I think now, after what we saw this past weekend, he's officially done in the NFL. What say you?
Well, he's not going away. It's good to talk to you guys again, but Kaepernick's not going away. The thing that was the most interesting about this whole last week was the reaction of Mark Garagos, Kaepernick's attorney, who essentially said the reason he moved the workout is because of paranoia, that Kaepernick and the people around him were paranoid that the NFL was going to release some kind of video, which would have been a hatchet job and made Kaepernick look bad. And that they claim more than they used the waiver, but it seemed, I heard an interview with Garagos, and he indicated that's why they decided to move the workout, because they were worried there was no media there, no fact checking and all that stuff. And but yeah, I mean, Kaepernick made it all about him and all that. I can't imagine a scenario where somebody does sign him at this point. I mean, the guy went to a job interview and then he tried to make the rules of the job interview and then told the people he wants a job from essentially that they're racist with the shirt that he wore and the words that he said. That even if he's right, that doesn't mean he's going to get a job out of that. It just seems a backwards way. So, but to answer your question, he's not going to play in the NFL, but he's still going to hang around. He's still of the age where he could play in the NFL. And so he will lurk in the shadows. And every time a quarterback gets hurt, there's a certain group of people that have Kaepernick derangement syndrome, and they run on social media and say, well, the Bears should sign Kaepernick, or Carolina should sign Kaepernick, and I'll believe it when it happens. It ain't happening.
All right, the other guy, Ben, who wants to come back and play, maybe not, is AB apologizing this week on social media to Robert Kraft. I'm under the impression that Antonio Brown does get signed by the New England Patriots, and he does play with them for the stretch run. Do you think he gets back in?
I'd love to see it. That's about the only way the Patriots, I just can't see them winning with their offense. I mean, you don't want to bet against Belichick and Brady, but their offense blows in New England right now. And Antonio Brown, while he wouldn't fix everything, he would absolutely close the gap for the Patriots. Their defense is good enough in New England, but their offense is so bad. And it certainly feels like Antonio Brown, we know he has the support of Tom Brady, and that'll get you pretty far. So he's got to find a way to convince Robert Kraft. The key thing, obviously, is the NFL, because if no one's going to touch Antonio Brown if they don't know that he's going to be able to play. But it seems like Antonio Brown's taking steps to get rid of that civil suit, to have a settlement in that. And that will clear the path for him to be back. But it would be quite the story if, week 16, week 17, Antonio Brown, I don't know what the cutoff is, and you can bring this guy in, and they sign him, and he only plays like one game or two games. He only played one, and then he ends up playing in the playoffs and stars for the Patriots. That would be like another chapter in the Patriot book, the book of secrets of the Patriots.
Yeah, because I think it is going to happen. I think the NFL is going to allow him back in, and this is what I said yesterday. Tom's house is for sale. It looks like he's done in New England. We all know that the L.A. situation right now is not working for the Chargers. Obviously, Phillip Rivers is done. So I'm thinking they bring Antonio Brown into New England, give the Patriots one more opportunity to win a championship with Tom Brady, and then Robert Kraft blesses the league and allows Tom Brady to go to the Chargers to help them sell tickets out there, to give them that marquee name, to give them that reason to go out there, because all the owners know if L.A. fails, everybody fails. They'll all have egg on their face. And so for me, the NFL rewards the Patriots this year with Antonio Brown. In turn, Robert Kraft rewards the NFL by allowing Brady to go to the Chargers.
How do you like that?
Wow. Oh, is Tom Brady wearing a Charger uniform in front of fans of the other? Oh, my God, I can't. I can't imagine Brady. No way. There's no Brady. You could pick pretty much any other team in the NFL other than the Chargers. And I got to tell you, man, guys, both of you guys, the Tom Brady, even if you put him in a Charger uniform, it wouldn't fix the Chargers. It wouldn't. It would not. People wouldn't rally around it. It would be a few people, but he would not be the magic placebo. I like your thinking, though, of Brady going somewhere else, even though I don't believe he will play for anybody else. If he did, how about the Chicago Bears? How about, you know, 1 year in Chicago? They got a great defense there. He can go in, and Trubisky can learn from Tom Brady as a backup next year, go down a notch and then come back. And I think that's a possibility. He's got no ties to Chicago, so that's what makes that a long
shot.
That's
also where Alex Smith is going. He'll go to Chicago and fix Mitchell Trubisky like he's done with Clem Haskins and Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City with Nagy being in there. They already have the history, and you know they do their thing.
I got to tell you, this is fun. We should play just quarterback musical chairs. That's what we got to do. That would be perfect.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. The tastiest flavor in the NFL right now seems to be the Baltimore Ravens. Are you buying in?
Yeah, you know, I'm not. Obviously, the Ravens are better than I thought, but am I willing, if you gave me $1,000, Josh, and said, all right, bet on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl or bet on somebody else, I would not bet on the Ravens. I don't trust the sustainability of Lamar Jackson. The guy's played great, and I give him credit for that, and he had enhanced his numbers against the Dolphins and Bengals, but he went out last week against the Texans and took them to the woodshed in that game. The problem is, like, with all these guys that are running around as much as he does, he is exposed to injuries so often. Like, I'll be amazed, and maybe he'll pull it off, that he can make it the entire year and not have some devastating injury where he has to miss a bunch of time. Then that'll be an amazing accomplishment, considering how much he runs the ball and exposes himself also throwing the football. So I just don't trust that. And I'm also skeptical of the Ravens defense. I know they played well since they got Marcus Peters from the Rams, but I don't think it's a great defense. So the way I look at it, the Ravens are playing great right now. They're playing over their skis, as they say, but they will come back to earth. They might even come back to earth this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams surprise the world and win that game Monday night.
Who's your favorite then in the AFC? Is it still New England, or do you like the Chiefs maybe?
I like the Chiefs, but they gotta get. There's something I didn't like the game. Game Monday night made me not like the Chiefs as much as I liked them before the game against the Chargers, because Rivers threw all those interceptions and they still had a chance, the Chargers, to beat the Chiefs. You guys saw the game, you know what I'm talking about. But I think you gotta go with the Patriots until proven otherwise. Although I it's hard for me to wrap my mind around them winning with that offense, but the way you look at it, they're going to have likely the number one or two seed guaranteed in the AFC, at least one of those two seeds. And there has not been a team that has reached the Super Bowl without a one or two seed since 2012. So you usually, historically, if you have a one or two seed, you end up getting, you have a much better chance of getting the Super Bowl. So until proven otherwise, you got to bet on the Patriots, even though it doesn't seem possible this year with their offense.
I'm all in favor of the Major League Baseball suspending the Astros' entire operation for an entire year and just shutting that thing down. What kind of punishment do you think is fair for the cheating Astros?
Well, I think everyone associated with that, this has been going on for like 3 years. This should affect guys getting into the Hall of Fame. If we ban Barry Bonds for cheating and the Astros players, all these guys were complicit in this scheme, the way it's being reported right now, I think it's got to affect the Hall of Fame. I think Jeff Luhnow, if he was involved in this as deep as some people are reporting, he should be banned for baseball for life. I'd kick him out of baseball. I think I was talking to somebody who actually does work in baseball, who's not as reactionary as I am, who said that there'll be multiple people that get one-year bans. He's predicting that what's going to happen is they're going to ban like A.J. Hinch and some of these guys for 1 year, and then they'll take away some draft picks. But I think they should go further than that. I witnessed it, guys. I was at the 2017 World Series. I witnessed that. But the biggest indictment, the Astros hit 15 home runs, I think it was, in 7 games of that World Series. But that game, I think it was game 5 in Houston of the 2017 World Series, Houston came back down 4 runs twice against Clayton Kershaw. they knew what was coming, and there should be some punishment. The owner of the Astros also, maybe you force him to sell a team like Donald Sterling. I'm going big. How about a name change? How about they have to change the name of the team from the Astros to something else because it's such a dirty name now?
Clayton Kershaw not being good in the playoffs, though, isn't proof, Ben. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. He hasn't been good, but he hadn't been that bad. They blew two 4-1 leads. They were banging on trash cans, the Astros, and all that during that game. In fact, one of the clips, one of the famous clips going around the internet, is from that game 5, and you could hear the sound effects that were coming through when there was a fastball. They knew what pitch was coming.
Oh, Ben, you and your Dodgers. Thanks, man.
I know. What did you expect me to say?
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Bitter Dodger fan, yeah. Comma, Ben
Well,
Maller,
Clayton Kershaw got lit up in the – no, that doesn't hold a lot of water for me.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw getting lit up in the postseason doesn't.
That's nothing
doesn't,
new.
Doesn't, not new. Nobody was cheating.
Ben, you're talking about Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, your argument doesn't you hold a whole Clayton lot Kershaw. Of weight.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.